Peace, peace. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to Regine Radio. It's your girl, Basha Regine, aka Young Black Muslima. And this is a community of blossoming humans in which sometimes I do answer questions and make you think about your potential to make change, but you already know it's up to you. My answers are based off my experience and knowledge of self and understanding of my way of life, which is Islam. So believe me when I say I want for you what I want for myself. Bismillah, this is the last installation in the series of intentions and traveling, and I wanted to really talk about experience and intention. So, first off, let's get right into it. Intentions, when you set those, right? Subhanallah. When you set those intentions and they weren't based upon Allah and Islam, you get the result of that. For instance, if you're going somewhere and like, I want to go on vacation, I just want to chill. Like, you literally go somewhere to just chill, but you haven't gotten an experience that you can really talk about. You can say, oh, I went swimming, or I sat by the beach, or I had great food, but you really don't have an experience that is spiritually sound. That's why intentions in traveling, especially for a Muslim, is important. So whenever you go somewhere, you have to realize that you're going to a place to connect to Allah and to reconnect to who you are as a person. For instance, one of the most important things that I find is connecting to people when you're traveling. If I'm connecting to people and that's my intention to get closer to Islam and to build community, those people are going to automatically, by Allah's will, connect me to an Islamic community, Islamically foundational community. So that is why it is important for me as a person to make sure that wherever I go, I'm going with that intention. So why do we do this, and why are we consistently needing to remember that? Because, for instance, you make intentions to go see something that maybe is not Islamic or is not having anything to do with your deen. What will you get out of that? You will leave feeling incomplete. You will leave feeling like, oh, I experienced it. It was great, but I wasn't able to really connect to what I really wanted to do. So the most important thing that I will say is that the intentions you set will always be a pathway for you to be able to grow in Islam, to grow in your deen, and love what you're doing and love who you're becoming, right? So how are we doing that with all sincerity? Coming to a place that you always wanted to come to and you made intentions before. For instance, a friend of mine wanted to make intentions to go to see, like, you know, the rough areas of New York. And they didn't realize that they didn't really want that intention because they didn't receive everything that they really wanted to experience. And so that really put them in a position to where they were unhappy. Okay. So understanding, what does that look like when you are making those intentions and you're in it? You're in your intention, so you have to accept it. Knowing that, you know, right, when I travel for the sake of Allah, resetting my intentions, reevaluating what did I originally come here for, Allah will make that easy for you. And therefore, your path along the way will be beautifully sound. So now we can go into something and know, this is what I really want. Stepping away from what you don't want and being able to step into what you do want. That's really why we set intentions, because sometimes we'll be in a situation but we don't realize that we made that intention to be in that situation. So no putting yourself down for that, but really being able to assess why you're in that situation. And so understanding intention, you know, connecting it to initial, you know, intention and being in places. So over the course of this whole entire series, I've been traveling, and that's with all sincerity is why my episodes have not been uploaded on time, because I've been like experiencing life. And that's a really important part of why I made this podcast, because it's about my true life experience as a young Black Muslim woman and growing into my deen and how that looks for me. But there are other experiences out there that can connect you to the deen, and to connect you to the deen, you have to be really able to see why Allah put you where you're at. Because sometimes you like, I want to be Muslim, but you really don't know how to make that step, right? So you have to look at your whole journey, right? Because you've been traveling, okay? Even if it wasn't intentional, you've been traveling to the destination Allah has wanted you to be in all along. And that is why when we understand that and we are putting ourselves in a position to connect to Allah and to be in a true loving relationship with our Rabb, we have to know that our Lord wants us to be intentional. Whether it's making a couple steps, you know, to the store around our, you know, from our house around the corner or the bodega, whatever it is, we have to be able to be intentional. Because once we make those steps outside the house, we say our quls, we say all three of our last, you know, surahs and the Quran, we step out the house, bismillah, right? The traveling to the corner store from your house is still intentional traveling. I'm not talking about just getting on a plane and going to another country. I'm talking about why we move, how we move, and the places we go to, everywhere and every way. So I hope that you understand and connect, you know, this to every way that you move, because traveling and intentions is truly about how you move through life. Thank you guys so much for listening to this series. I cannot wait to share with you the next one, because we're almost reaching 200 episodes, and I cannot wait to go on the next chapter of this journey with you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.